So welcome everybody to our, March, March 2020, NEPT Open Coaching call. And we're here to support you in whatever way you need or want support right now. So whether it be with particular clients or family members that you're working with, your own health, of course, because we all learn a lot when we work on each other's health, your business, your strategy, or right now in the climate of fear. And, you know, we were just talking about that a little before we officially got started, like this climate, what can you be doing for yourself to keep yourself in a steady, calm state, but also what can you do to be the voice of reason and really support other people in your life, whether it's family members, friends, neighbors, or your clients. So I'm here for whatever you need. I'd love it if anybody wants to share anything about what's up for you. Like if there's an elephant in the room right now and you can't be present, what is up for you and what can we support you on? Because I really want all of you to feel to feel like you have a good presence right now. Because you know what we do is so important to what the world needs. And more people are realizing, wow, am I subject? Am I more at risk at this point? And, you know, not just because you're 80 or, you know, whatever, what is it that's going on in you? Like people are saying, am I at risk? What is it that we can do to support people? And what's the messaging that we can put out there that every choice matters? You get to make choices every single day and how you think, and how you act and how you eat and how you move and all those things make a difference in your health. And we need to just stay present with that and be that voice of reason in helping people to get through this. We all have, I'm sure all of you have had some sort of trauma in your life, a death of a loved one, an illness, whatever it might have been, and some worse than others. Like if you're, Patty mentioned her family, her mother and father, both had been veterans in World War II. I mean, whew, you know, we've all gotten through these things. You know, I have friends who've lost children, right? The death of a child, that's devastating. And we move through it. Not that we forget it, not that we make light of it, but we rally for our support system to know if we can get through these tough things, we can get through most of anything. I'll use a lot in, my analogy is like when people they don't want to prick their finger to get their blood test. I'm like, have you had a baby? And most, you know, if it's a woman, and I know that they have, I don't want to open up a wound if they haven't and have been trying, but you have children, right? Yeah. Was that the most comfortable process for 9 months of carrying this baby in your belly? And what about getting that baby out of your belly? This is nothing compared to that, right? And this is giving you so much more great information. And the whole thing, we go through it over and over again, right? We go through childbirth, some people 8 or 9 or 10 times. Why? Because the risk reward ratio was so great, right? What? Well, on the reward side, wow, that was really tough, but I'm going to do it again because the reward was so great. And it's the same thing with pricking your finger or whatever, you know, you're asking them to do. So I think it's, you know, really being present for people is super important and helping to be that voice of reason. But you can't be the voice of reason or if you're sitting around in fear mode. You can't be the voice of reason if you get on and your clients call you and you go, oh my God, did you see this? And more people died and it's coming to our town. And that's not going to support them, right? You're supporting them by teaching them, let's go into the breath. Let's go into being present, right? The worst of it is when we fear things that might happen in the future and we put the whole system out of caboodle, right? Because we get the stress hormones and cortisol and this whole mechanism of glucose balance. And we actually give our bodies less ammunition to fight whatever it is we're trying to, or I don't even like to use those words. We give our bodies less support to be able to overcome some of these adversities when we go into that mode. So happy to support you however you need support right now. You know, open up, talk about it. If you are stressed out, no, I'm not making anybody bad, right? I'm not making anybody wrong. There's a lot of stress going on, but how can we support you to put it in perspective and to stay present and stay calm in the midst of this storm? So I'm open. who wants to chat and who needs support and how can I support you in whatever's going on right now. Julie's probably a lot less busy than she normally is.
Yes. Hi, Reed Marie. Hi. Yeah, I'm so happy to join. I just got done with a term. I'm in between just finishing my last bit of school. And so I get my master's soon. But, you know, I'm trying to get back connected again and get back on the horse. And, you know, I am in the clinic in an internship one day a week, seeing clients and patients.
Is that still happening or they put that on hold?
It's all on hold. And I'm supposed to be starting in the health clinic at the naturopathic school in April, and that's all on hold. And that's one day a week. So, you know, everything is going online. And I guess what I'm just trying to figure as a person who's, you know, I don't know how everybody else, where they are in their journey on the call, but you know, I'm just still getting started and I feel a lot more confident. I know a lot more and I feel like I know, wow, okay, I'm ready to do this. But now the world has changed, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do I translate that into staying productive and providing something that people need in this time of change and, you know, total evolution?
Yeah. And more and more are going to be online, right? More and more things are going to be online. We had a birthday party online the other day. We actually had a surprise party for my husband and 20 people came and showed up in a Zoom room and we sang happy birthday, right?
That's what you do now. My sister got married this past Saturday in Arizona. I couldn't go. Our trip was canceled. We watched on Facebook Live. I mean, it's
wow,
right? It's a right. new world. So I'm just trying to figure out how can I get myself started and doing things and being productive and trying to, you know, I would love to get a couple clients online. And right now I'm just like, wow, I feel like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah. So I would say at this point, since you haven't started, right, is lead with generosity.
Yeah.
Like what can you provide? You started to put together this stress eating or whatever, a book with foods.
Yeah.
Offer that out, send emails to everybody you know, put it out on your Facebook and say, hey, I have this free thing. I just want everybody to get a hold of. And you lead with, oh, wow, who's that Julie person? Wow, I got this really cool thing. And then when you are ready, you know, and things shift, or even now, you know, you certainly reach out to folks you know and say, but I think it's a challenge if you haven't already started to reach out to people. They think you're being mercenary. I mean, that's a real
thing,
right? Well,
and reactive too, right? Because I mean, I don't know about you, but I got so much stuff in my inbox, you know, everybody's recommending all these things. And I'm like, okay, I'm just one of those people in the crowd who's saying, oh, you know, here's how you boost your immune system and here's how to relieve stress. And so many people are doing that right now. So I'm trying to think of ways to offer something different and maybe even get out the word out in the community that is not my normal bunch of people, but maybe people that I'm not exposed to yet who might really need some help. And I'm just trying to figure out how to do that. I don't know, but
you can't get out in the community at this point, right? The typical go to the library and go to the whatever the church
online
is
somehow, right? There,
right? Like, it's somehow getting hard, and it's hard if you don't already have a following, unless you have an Instagram, a Facebook.
I do have an Instagram with a follow. I've got, I mean, very minor. I've got like 176 people on Instagram.
But, right, to all those 170, and just say, how are you doing?
Yeah, that's a
good
idea.
I'm going to do an Instagram live this afternoon because I've heard so many things and I bet you're confused. There is so much information out there and people are trying to help, but I bet you're confused.
Yeah.
Hop on and let's make sense of this. Right. And just get people on and just
start getting out there is what you're
just
saying.
Just get your face out there, right? You can go on there every day if like you have a specific skill, like people who are, you know, good at yoga. They're doing daily yoga classes online.
Oh, I know. It's great.
Which is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't do yoga online, but it's great for me to do it at home.
Yeah. What can you do, right? What can you do and offer people? I'm going to do a daily in my kitchen, let's make a recipe, or every other day or a weekly, whatever. And let's go to the kitchen and let's make you, your whole thing was on anxiety, right? You were really focusing on foods
mental
for anxiety. Right now, that's a perfect place for you, right? Because anxiety, everybody's anxious. Let me just talk to you about anxiety hurts your immune system. Let's talk about foods that can support you. Let's talk about activities that can support you, and just start getting it out there. Little short things that people see you. Facebook, Instagram, you know, you could certainly pay to get ads to it. Ads are pretty cheap these days, but I would just start with the people you know in there and write to your family members and say, hey, I'm going to start doing this. Can you pass this on? You know, and people, they want to work with people they know, like, and trust. You've heard that expression many times, right? And there are a lot of folks out there that are sending stuff out and they are paying for ads and they're getting in front of a lot of people, but we don't know them. I don't know their integrity. If you've got these 150 people that are on your Instagram, they know you, right? And they'll trust you more than they're going to trust some guy with, you know, $1 million business that's selling specific supplements to them. They're going to go, is he real? Is he just trying to capitalize on this thing right here? So you have to just come from your heart. You have to share generously and get out in front of people. And don't be afraid. You know, a lot of us go into this, oh, I don't want to make a mistake, and I want people to think this of me or that. That's you getting into you. When you get into them, how can I support you?
Yeah.
How can I support you? And yeah, there may be some financial gain for you now or in the future. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I've gone through a lot because I'm in the middle of this Sweet Spot launch, which we've been planning for 6 months. And I've put a ton of money into making videos and editing videos and hiring people to help support this. And all of a sudden it's like, now people are in financial stuff and they don't want to spend money.
Right.
So I'm like, well, do I just somebody in some other, they just give stuff away. I can't give stuff away. I still have to pay the rent. I still have to pay my team. I don't want to let my team go. How can I do this? So we did 5 webinars last weekend, 5 webinars. I did the same one over and over again. We have over 140 people that have signed up new to be in our Sweet Spot program. I love it.
Well, I noticed, you kind of did something different with the payment plan on that. And I think that's great. Just, you know, evolving and trying to do what you can to make it available for people, which is awesome. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure that out too. And I guess I just was so focused on the in-person stuff for now that I really just now realize I need to focus on to the online stuff faster.
Right.
Right.
And reach out to people on your Instagram. Yeah. Say, look, how are you feeling? If you really feel like you want us to talk face to face, here's my Zoom link. Let's get online. And just give stuff away. I gave so much stuff away at the beginning.
I know.
Starting stuff out. I still give tons of stuff away. And that's helped me to build a very successful business because people trust me.
Yeah.
Right. And so reach out to those 150 people. If any of you are really struggling right now and you want to chat, I would love to support you. Just reach out. You give them, you know, a link to a calendar if you have it, or you just say, here's when I'm available.
Get back on Instagram. I've kind of let that go for a while and trying to really focus on one thing at a time.
Just go in there. Go in there.
It's going up and up and up slowly.
And just go in there live. Just go in there live. Regularly hand them out. I've been working on this book for a long time. It's about, you know, foods that help to support you in anxiety. Still have them go to your opt-in. So you capture their name and you have the ability. And just be there. Right. And just offer free sessions to people. Come on for a half an hour to talk to you. Those things can go like crazy, right? Okay. Hey, you want to keep doing this? You know, I'd be happy to do it. Normally I charge X for a session, but because we're in these tough times, I'm just going to charge this, you know, whatever you can do it. You know, they want health, they want wellness, and we can't sit there and go, well, it's a tough time. I don't think they can pay for it. We can lead with generosity. We can lead with payment plans. I think just get out there. Just get out there. Every single one of you can't go out to the community center. What form do you have to get on there online? And how do you get them in for say, hey, I'm going to go on your Instagram and you do a little Instagram. Let me go, well, there's just a limit to this, right? You see me, but I don't see you. Let's do this tomorrow afternoon at 4:00. And here's my Zoom link. And just come on in and let's just support each other. Right. My email theme when I sent out today was, we're talking social distancing. I hate that term. It's physical distancing. We can be social. We're being social right now.
Yay. I'm so glad you said that.
Right. And so you're welcome to use my phrase however you want to, but it's not, we want physical distance. We don't want social distance. We don't want emotional distance.
Yeah.
When we isolate, that's when we get sick, right? There's tons of studies that support that. So really get out there and go, look, guys, I'm tired of being home alone with just my kids. Get on this and let's talk. Let's just really talk. How can I support you? I'm finishing up my master's in nutrition. I'm so excited. It's kind of on hold right now to get my diploma because of this thing that's going on. But I have so much knowledge and information and I'm willing to just share with you. Let's get on at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And you just open it up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm curious what others are doing too. It's just,
I would like to know. I know, Jill, your practice has been very much an in-person, hands-on type of thing. So what's going on for you right now?
Well, it's on hold at the moment as far as in-person because I've had a cold.
Well, obviously, and everybody's kind of trying to, yeah.
Yeah, both my husband and I have had these colds. So, and what you're, Julie, I'm just glad you brought up the subject because if I think about my business, this is the thing that I have never been able to, up till now, I would say, really jump in there and do. I don't even have an Instagram account at this point. So,
But you have a list. Wait a sec. I'm just going to stop you there. You have a list of clients that you have supported in the past, and you have a set of skills in going through what Laura Fine has taught where you don't need to be with them to do it. Laura does most of her stuff online. I would love to support you in this. I can't get in. You can't get a best treatment. I can't put my hands on you, but here's how I can support you. Let's come on and just let's talk. Right. And even if you offer a free 15-minute for the people who have already been your clients and explain to them how you can support them through this, ask them, how can I be of service to you? Right. Don't just go like back here because somebody else will reach out to them. And suddenly you'll find that somebody that you've been working with physically for years is suddenly working with somebody else because they reached out at this time and is working with them from a distance. I mean, energy doesn't know the bounds of this. You know that. You've done work with Laura for a long distance. You've done, if any of you were on a call we did last week with, you were on that, I think, with Deborah Wayne, right? I mean, it was powerful. Mm-hmm. She was in California. We're in other places, but we could feel that because the energy is this universal field, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
Let's be creative. What can you do? What can you do right now?
Well, just like you said, make a short little video. Start posting something. Something's better than nothing, which is
right,
where.
But posting if you don't have an audience. So tell me what you mean by posting.
Well, at the moment, until I open an Instagram account, it would be Facebook.
Okay, so you do have Facebook. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Facebook Live. Easy. Are all of the people that you have names, address, phone numbers, you have emails for the people you've been seeing in person?
Yeah.
Great. You can send them all an email. You can make a video and just say, I'm just thinking of you. And, you know, maybe it's some people that you haven't worked with for a couple of years, but you're on my mind. This is, and here's how I can support you. And you could do the same thing I just recommended to Julie. You can get a free Zoom account. 40 minutes is all they limit you to, but
I have a Zoom account.
Let's get on for 30 minutes and let's just see where you're at. How can I support you? Come from a place of service. Come from your heart. You have a huge heart. You have a huge heart. Let them see it.
Right? And I know I give a lot away. And so, you know, that's my tendency. Oh no. And so it's to give it away versus pay charge and stuff like that. And then, you know, my price is low anyway. So,
right.
So then the question I always have in my head is what's a good price in this environment now, you know, but like you said, everybody wants help and everybody's freaked out about health right now.
Right. So, and that's the stand on. I have this aversion to actually, I think I did one email where I had coronavirus in the subject line. And I just, a part of me is like, no, I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to go along with them, but protect. That's why we called this thing that we're doing on Sunday, protect your health. Who doesn't want to protect their health, right? We need to be protecting our health. And I was going to call it immune systems I had, my title was Immune System Optimization Strategies. And this person who's like this language, she's a guru. She has a book called POP, if everyone will read it, Sam Horn, POP. And it's all ways to help you use words to pop, to stand out. And so she said, immune system optimization, is that what people are looking for? Are they going out there? I wonder who can help me with immune system. So we went through a lot of things and we came up with, she said, how are they feeling? And I, and the words protect. They want to protect their families. They want to protect themselves. And great, we're going to call it protect your health. Who wants to go to a 5-hour workshop on a Sunday? Well, right now we probably have nothing better to do. But in general, who wants to go to a 5-hour workshop where you're just going to like bark at them, you know, and tell them more stuff? They're overwhelmed. And she said, you know, we went through this whole process. Let's call it a festival. And because I'm going to get in the kitchen and we're going to make ice cream, we're going to make elixirs, I'm going to make my immune system thing. We're just going to play and I'm going to have all these great guests come on and it's going to be fun. Fun is what? The first principle in our pillars, right? So let's have fun. Yeah, it's serious. And yeah, we need to do serious stuff to protect yourself, but you can't just like walk around gloom and doom and be fearful. So let's have some fun together. So how can you take what you do and your message and just make a heart-to-heart video, right? If you're scared about doing it wrong, like make a script, like so you don't forget anything. Stand in front of a camera, pointing over this way because I have a camera there, or get on Zoom. It's easy on Zoom. Do it on Zoom because then you can have the Word doc with your script in there. You look right at the camera. They don't know that you're reading. So that'll help you to feel more comfortable and confident in doing your videos. I personally wrote scripts because I was doing 10 minute to 20 minute videos. And like, I can't talk for 10 or 20 minutes. I can talk for 3 hours, but kind of hard for me to talk to 10. So I had to write it down because otherwise I'd be off in la la land and tangentially. And people are like, oh, I'm done. I got to go to the, you know, whatever. So what can you say in 10 minutes? That's going to touch somebody from the heart. But it has to come from your heart to theirs. You can't touch somebody from your heart in their heart unless you're coming from your own. You can't come from up here. You can come from here.
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking just as you were talking, because I have this cold right now and I've been sneezing and all this stuff, you know, and what the thought that came to me was get better now because if people are going to get sick, a lot of people are going to get sick. That's just the state of affairs right now. But we want it to get out of us, not get worse and whatever.
Yeah. And if you have a cold, did the thought cross your mind when you started sniffling, et cetera? Oh no, I hope I don't have coronavirus.
Well, my husband got it first, and because it didn't start with a fever, I kind of thought I was just getting what he had. So we've been thinking for a week, nah, it's not it. So I actually don't think it's it.
I was just saying that because if you're going to talk like, oh my God, I started to get the sniffles. And my first thought was, oh my God, we have it. Right. But if that didn't happen for you, it wasn't true. But if it was, that's a great way to talk to people, right? Because it's true. And it's like, let's all calm down. Right? Every sniffle you have, every time you cough, because, you know, the pollen got in your throat, are you freaking out? So those are questions that you might ask people as you start a video, as you start a conversation with people, whether it's on Instagram or whether it's on Zoom and sending out a video to people, right? If you have friends, if you don't have an Instagram account, you don't have a Facebook account, do the video thing. Make a video from your heart and just send an email to all the people you love. And just come from the heart. And there are some things that you guys can be doing to support your immune systems, right?
And that's the thought I had too, is you know, the thing that I thought of is, oh, and this is after a week of taking supplements and all this stuff. Well, he had it first. And I'm like, I'm not going to get this, you know? And so after a week of doing all this stuff and I still got it, then I'm like, okay, take note, you know, I got it. My immune system is being stressed and I'm doing something, you know, that is stressing my immune system. So anyway, continue self-care and I'll be better soon.
Right. You know? Right. And how can you up that self-care? You might be already doing self-care. How can you step it up a notch? I was on with, we were doing a family call with my husband's family, and his sister-in-law, she may have it. She's coughing. She had a fever. She has all this other stuff going on. And I said, and she says, well, they can't do a test on me because, you know, I'm not serious enough. And I'm, you know, she's youngest. She's like 45 or 50 or something. So she basically, I said, okay, you know, and I'm like being mishelpful. That's just the way I am. Okay, great. Take some vitamin C. You want to take this much vitamin C and D and A and a blah. She goes, oh, I think that's all in my multi. Yeah. Whatever you're doing, you're going to step it up because you've got this thing that you want to fight, and they don't get it, right? It's like a story I told in one of my videos, like my mother. Oh, the doctor said I don't need extra vitamins. I should get it all in food. Like, yeah, if you ate real food, you're not eating real food. And, you know, and I said, no sugar, guys. I'm telling them this. And they're all looking at me. I'm saying vitamin A, and I'm saying all the stuff I say to you guys, and you all go, yeah, that's good. They're going, like I'm some sort of weirdo from another planet, right? And then so we did this birthday party on Monday. It was Scott's 70th birthday. It's a special birthday. We can't get together with friends, so we had this surprise party online, and I made him a cake. I made him a cheesecake with hazelnut and pecan crust sweetened with some, he requested erythritol. I don't usually use erythritol, but he likes it. So I put erythritol and stevia in there. And the cheese was made with coconut and cashew, because I didn't have any macadamia. Coconut and cashew, you know, sweetened with whatever. And then I think I had almond extract in there. It was a simple cake. No sugar, no anything. Very supportive. I was going to sneak in some cordyceps and reishi into the crust, but I didn't. I didn't want it to taste bad. And then he'd go, what did you do to my cake? But I would normally if I was just making. Anyway, I made this cake and we sang happy birthday on the thing. And then his brother pulls out a cake. Like, okay, what business do you have making a chocolate cake for your family in the midst of this? And I said to him, and he starts eating it. And he's sitting on the couch next to his wife who is sick. And I said to him, I said, I'm assuming that that cake is like my cake, right? And it's sweetened with stevia or lohan, no sugar, right? And he goes, like that, as he starts to, you know, take bites out of it. And I'm like, you're sitting right next to Amy. Amy is just going through the last couple of weeks. She's had a fever. She's had a cough. She's had tightness in her chest. I said, you have no right to be eating that way. I just said that to him. I said, that's sugar. That depletes your immune system. You should not be eating that. You need your immune system to be strong. And he was like, you ruined it for me. And he pushed it aside. And I don't know if he was really pissed or if he was just acting that out, but it's, that's the common sense. These people have known me for 30 years or more, 35 years. We've been married for 34. So yeah, they've known me for a lot longer. They know the drill, yet they're still doing it. So imagine the average person out there, mm-hmm. right? There's so many people that we can help. Just the concept, which I wrote in a blog post last week, was of what happens to your white blood cells when you eat sugar. What happens to macrophage activity? What happens to the uptake into the white blood cells of vitamin C when you need it the most? So these are all little itty bitty tips that nobody out there is saying. You're not hearing this on the news. Yeah, there, a lot of them are talking about vitamin C now because there was a run on vitamin C and they were out of it. But not really getting all of these things, right? You can help them, but you come from a place of, I just want to support you.
Yeah.
They don't know, you know? So
you said something last week sometime about upping the D and the C and the A to like 100,000 a day.
Yep, for 3 to 5 days. There was actually 3 to 5 days only. You know, at most 5. The C you can go indefinitely for as much as you want. But the A and the D are both fat soluble, so we don't want to overstress the liver. D, you don't want to get into too much, so knowing your numbers really helps a lot there. But still, when the swine flu thing was going around several years ago, Mercola posted a whole bunch of articles about that, about how vitamin D in the amount of, I just say 100,000, but because that's my dose, it's like whatever it is, 90% of your weight. Is what he said. basically. So if you weigh 200 pounds, then you should be doing, you know, 180 or whatever, right? I use the A, every study I've seen talks about 100,000. A is specific for mucous membranes, right? Especially lung tissue, right? So we want to give that, but you don't want to go too long. So at the first sign of something, like you could take 5 to 10 just as a preventative, but at the first sign of something, bump it up and do the 100,000 for 5 days, 3 to 5 days. Right? Okay. And the same with the D.
At least 10, but I didn't bump it up to 100.
Of the D?
D and A. Yeah, A, I'm taking about 25, but D, I think it was like 10 or 15 per day.
It depends on your levels to begin with, right? And if you have a VDR SNP, and I mean, there's all kinds of things you have to consider, right?
I have 2 red SNPs in the vitamin D category.
You probably should. You should test your D and see where it's at, and you may not even be taking enough.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we run the risk when we don't test D of taking too much or taking too little.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So just reach out with generosity and caring, make some videos for people, do little Zoom calls. If you have Instagram, Facebook Live, just get on there. I got on there the other day I was still in my pajamas, and I'm like, oh, I could go get dressed. And I'm like, what the heck? I had worn this big, big t-shirt, right? Big baggy t-shirt and a, you know, something at the bottom. And I'm like, I don't feel like changing. I don't feel like combing my hair or putting on makeup. What the heck? And I just got on in my pajamas. I usually put on a decent shirt or something, but you never know what I'm wearing underneath.
Right.
But this is the way, just lead with love and generosity. Reach out to the people you know and just say, how are you doing? How are you doing? How can I support you? Lynn?
So, and I know Jill was on the one yesterday. I started yesterday this 10-day challenge called Fire Up Your Habits to Empower Your Life. And I really wanted to do it on my computer, but after about 3 or 4 minutes, it wasn't going to happen. So I just picked up my phone real quick and did it. Same thing today. But I was really pretty transparent. You know, I did take a shower because it'd been a couple of weeks. You know.
They weren't going to smell you, honey.
Oh, but my hair was pretty.
Oh, but your hair.
My hair was pretty gunky. But, you know, I was transparent with them about trying to get on and whatever. And then that led perfectly into what was most important was how I felt. Mm-hmm. You know, what was most important was that I felt really good because I was here for them. And these first couple of days of the challenge, it's all about how are you going to feel in 10 days?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about the hows or the whys. As long as we're connected with that feeling, that'll all show up. And it went over really well.
That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. I didn't know you could do a Facebook Live from a computer other than like I go onto Zoom and I pay extra to get the little thing where I can go live to Facebook. But I think it's like it goes up to $40 a month if you want that level.
Oh,
well, but check it because
Maria does it.
What's that?
I think Maria does hers on her laptop.
But she does it through. She doesn't do it through to Zoom because she was talking to me about it. But check when you log into your own Zoom, there's the 3 dots down at the bottom. Most people don't even look at that. Click the 3 dots and see if it's right now. Mine says live on Facebook. Used to be you had to get the Zoom webinar add-on, but now I think as long as you're paying at a certain level, they give it to you. Does yours say live on Facebook?
Where?
I think you have to
what
pay.
3 dots?
Oh, at the bottom along the thing, there's end meeting or, you know, for
leave
you.
Meeting. Yeah, meeting. I have no dots.
Go a little over. You don't have the dots. Okay. All right. And your full screen because sometimes they're hidden.
Oh, no.
Make sure that it's, you know. Yeah, so you probably do. Well, you can't get it on mine. You can't get it on mine. Okay, I'm going to do this. I can make you a, let's see if I make you a co-host if they come in.
It probably won't, but
make co-host. See if it shows up. the dots at the bottom?
No.
All right. So, well, if I make you host on mine, then it definitely will show up. Because I've
but already, I can try it afterwards.
But try it on your own. Log yeah. into your own as the well. You should be able to because you should be able to on your Coach Lynn one because you're hooked up to my account.
Oh.
So you should be able to on that one. So you're welcome to use that one on your Facebook Lives if it works. But on your other one, just check it out and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling my way on this.
So let me show you guys what I bought. I bought two of them, but. Here, this one's easier to lift up. This is like $22 on Amazon. It's a ring light that has a phone holder in the middle.
Ah, yeah. I hear those are great.
So you put your phone in there and you sit it on your counter and you don't have to hold your phone. You can just do that. So, I haven't used it much. Oops. Anyway, I have a better one over here, but you put it in and you stand there and you get it, it tightens and you have to get all the buttons tightened. And I just can go, hey, you don't have to be standing right at it. You don't have to hold it. You go, hey, how you doing? I'm so happy to see you. I'm here. You can still, you know, go far enough away that you can reach it. This other one, I think it was a little more. I think this one was $39, but basically it looks like this. It's got a stand and it's really nice and sturdy and steady on your, and it has the same thing here. And you can turn it whichever way you want to do it, right? And then you just stick your thing and it turns on. So let me see if I can turn it on.
Yeah, because that's what I was looking for is.
Yeah, and now it's light. So it'll light you up. And now I can put my phone in there and it has all kinds of different settings and high, low. I can go low. I can go all the way down. I can go high. Right. And then I can just talk and do it. Right. So if I want to go do a Facebook Live in my backyard, I'm not going to be at my computer. I can just take this out, sit it on the picnic table and just sit down in the backyard and just say, hey, I'm talking. I don't have to worry about holding it. And it, whenever I do them, when I'm holding it, it goes, it looks terrible.
I know. I feel like, cause I notice it's like, oh,
this is another option I got on. And it's meant to be that you can wear it around your neck like this. And you can be watching movies or doing whatever, but you can also do a Facebook Live. You just have to figure out how to. There. Hey guys, I'm running. I'm jogging. I'm doing a Facebook Live with you, right? And they won't see. Well, they might see some of that, but anyway, there's all kinds of little gadgets that you can use to.
See, I have to because I've tried to do Facebook Lives outside, and my bandwidth in my little. Tiny rural area is
not good enough. Yeah.
Yeah. I barely make it doing it here. I actually have to walk around and find a good place to do it.
I've done Facebook Lives driving in the car, like not me driving, but other people. And I've seen other people do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing it if I'm driving. Right. But they'll like stick their phone on the windshield and they'll drive and they'll do it. I've done it when Scott's driving though. So, but it depends. You can just go lose it right in the middle of it. So if you're first starting out and doing Facebook Lives, I do it at home.
Yeah.
And then you can do these little, there's little stands. There's another stand I have here. This one. One of my pieces broke. So I had to get a new one, but you know, it stands, but you can also hold it. And it's got the little thing that you can go either way on. Oops, like that. So they're like little sticks.
Yeah, like a selfie I think stick. I've got one of those. It's got like a tripod type thing.
Yeah, and this one has a spot on here. You see this thing? You can get one of these adapters. So I just unscrew the adapter. I have a zillion of these little adapters for the phone, and you screw it on there, and then you can do it. Right? You just point it to you and stand it on your thing and go, "Hey guys!" And then you're hands free, and you can actually do a really nice job. So, and you know, it's good enough that I do notice a difference in the quality and the lighting and all when I'm doing it on Zoom versus when I'm doing it on the phone. You know, it's a lot better. But what the heck, you know?
Well, and so what I'm doing is they have an opt-in and they register for it. And then those who opt in, I actually make a separate video. And so, they get that, they get like an expanded version of what we talked about on the live.
That's nice. Yeah.
And
Because the live is just for anybody on Facebook. So
yeah. on my in the group.
Oh, in the group. So you have control right. over who you let in.
Right.
I can control who you let in by did they opt in?
Well, the group is anybody that's been in this. It's called Sage Wisdom. And it's anybody who's in there. They can be a part of the Facebook Live. But if they want the expanded video with more information, then they actually have to register.
Okay. And you're not charging. You're just giving away for free.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. But the idea is, and I kind of got this from you, is because then from here, I'm going to do a 3-class series.
Yeah.
And then one of the bonuses is that they get to keep all those videos.
Mm. Perfect. You are paying attention. Yeah.
And then from there, I'm going to offer my membership program in
perfect
seasons and cycles.
You're giving. And then you're saying, look, if you want to continue, you know, I can offer more, but I got to pay the rent and buy groceries too. So, right.
Well, and then they get value for that. It's more
about total value.
Value. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I said that because a lot of people say, oh, but you know, I can't charge for stuff. You're just saying, look, here's what I can give you for free. And if you want to go deeper, I'd love to go deeper. And this is what, and you're doing them a disservice if you don't offer them the next step.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Some will, some won't.
And it reflects the value of themselves. Right.
Right.
And it's not to say that their value is any less, but the more, you know, we know because we're doing this program. I know I used to do a lot of free practitioner training type things and seminars and whatever, but I knew that I valued what I wanted to learn. And so I joined something like this, which I paid more for it, but it required more.
Then it requires, and we give more, right? We just, just get a lot of stuff. Did you guys sign up to do the sweet spot again with us? Yeah. We sent you an email. All you had to do is click the link and you get it.
Nope.
Yeah. I think I clicked on it.
Yeah.
You would notice you have one button on your Unstoppable Health site that says sweet spot 20.
Oh no. They will, but it turns out that everybody sees that who's in NEPT or ERC, even if they don't press the button.
But will they see the 2020?
Yeah, they will. Yeah. Oh. It wasn't intended that way because I didn't want anybody to get confused, but pressing the button puts you in the sequence to get the daily, the weekly calls and to say, hey, come to this. Because we didn't want to bug you if you didn't want to do it with every week. We're sending you 2 or 3 calls related to Sweet Spot and you're like, I want to do this. So you have to click that button to get the emails, right? But you will have access to the site.
Yeah, I got it, Marie.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it looks great.
Yeah. And we're going to be releasing it once a week. And if you click on any of week 3 or 2 or 1, it's going to say coming soon, just hold your horses. Right. And we're hoping to get the first one. We're working on that in the back end to get the first one out tomorrow. And it's really the same stuff that's been there reorganized to be, now you do this. This week you do this. We already have people that are writing in and saying, I'm ready for the next one. Like, sorry, it's not ready. It's not ready for you. So, people want that. But I feel like we're more at risk with the people who get overwhelmed by too much at the same time. You know, so we're just mapping it out. This week, we're going to do this. This week, we're going to do this. This week, we're going to do this. And it's drip fed. And we're going to have live call every week. Every Monday, I'm going to be on live with people. We're going to do it on Zoom this year. We've never done it. Keep my fingers crossed. Oh, I got to make sure that before April 6th, I start paying more money because they're going to charge me more to get more people in. But yeah, so we have about 150. I just looked now, 153 who have registered. So I'm happy with that. It's way behind where we wanted to be. But given the climate right now, and we'll see what happens with this, we're just going to keep giving more stuff and hope that people will take advantage of it because they need it now. They need it now more than ever, right? And so they can get started with $89. And I realize that for some people, $89 is a lot of money, but it's every $89 a month. That's $20 a week or less than $25 a week, which most people, that's what did I say, the actual amount for the program, $297, comes out to be less than $4 a day. How many people do you know, and how many times do you just spend $4 in a day without even thinking about it? You go to Starbucks, oh, you go get a juice. You're at Whole Foods and you get a juice when you can go home and make it with the produce you have, but we pay extra for it, right? And so how can you use that same discretionary $4 a day to really make changes in your life, in your habit, in your health, and get off some medications, which even the copays of some of these medications is really high. And most of our sweet spot people get off of their metformin, and some get off their insulin and their blood pressure medications. And so, you know, and that's how you present things to people too. Like, why? If not now, when? Right? Right? How do you want to spend your money? Do you want to spend it at Starbucks? Or do you want to spend it, invest it in yourself, in your health? What we do is valuable. We may think, oh, but everybody should know this. No, they don't. They don't. As my brother-in-law sat there eating his chocolate cake, even though he's heard me for decades, he's still sitting next to his sick wife eating chocolate cake with sugar in it. Right? These are little things that we can help people with. You all have the skill set, regardless of where you are in the program. You know enough to help most of the people out there. It's those complicated cases. Yeah, maybe you're not ready for that yet, but you know people who you can refer them to. So, who's on that's not showing? Susan, Valerie. Let me just see. Susan and Valerie, you're the only ones that I don't see. There you go.
I'm here.
Cooped up in your home?
No. No.
Going outside?
No, I've got acreage, so
You've got acreage. That's nice.
I am a happy camper, actually.
Good.
Good. I'm kind of glad to be trapped here. We're getting projects done, getting a garden in.
Good. That's what I keep telling people. When somebody said yesterday, that she wanted, well, actually, I'll get to that in a minute, but she basically said, and I got laid off, and I'm trapped at home, or I'm stuck at home. And I said, let's just really discuss this. Are you stuck at home, or do you get to stay home? Right? She goes, yeah, you know, and she works in health. She's going to, you know, it's not like she's laid off permanently. It's just temporarily. I said, what are some of the projects that you get to do? Do you get to do your yoga more often? Do you get to spend more time in food prep? Do you get to? You get to. We get to do these things. And so, like you said, I love that. That's exactly the attitude we want to teach people who are fretting about it. How do you get to spend more time with your kids? Do you get to, you know, go start a garden? Whereas before you were trying to figure out where the heck the time, where are you going to find the time to do it, right? Right? We get to do it. So what are the blessings that we're getting from this? Yeah. And this is an interesting thing because I offered this higher end coaching program that had sessions, private sessions with me and then groups and all this. And I sold 8 of them. I had 8 sessions and I sold 8 of them at $5,000. Helped us pay the bills that month. And now I have to deliver them. But still, it was really cool because I pre-qualified those people. I had them fill out an application. And then of the, I think there were like 16 or 20 that actually signed the application. I said, you know, I only want to work with these people. And I picked them and they all said yes. But she was having second thoughts now, right? I'm retired and, you know, I have this part-time job and now I just got laid off. And, you know, and so she was almost she had talked herself into that she couldn't do it. And she wrote us to say, you know, she really thinks it's not a good time, blah, blah, blah. So I got on the phone with her yesterday. And I just started this conversation. And before we even talked about her program, we talked about this this attitude, right? How do we switch that? I said, can I just hold you right there? Is it okay if I just make a slight change in the languaging of what you just said? Then we had this wonderful conversation and she said, this is totally exactly what I need. And blah, blah, blah. Like, it was totally fine. But I connected with her where she was at. I gave her some good information that she could use right away to shift her attitude. And I got her feeling like, oh, this is why I signed up for this, because she had this wonderful conversation. We had this great rapport. So it's just really getting people to feel, know you, like you, trust you. that they're in good hands and that you're going to support them. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out there. You're not stuck at home. Love your attitude. Yeah, Jill.
So this is a change of subject, and I had some conversation with Lynn, and I really appreciate, Lynn, what you shared with me. So my little grandbaby had 3 seizures in one day. He's only 11 months old. And as I was, you know, been reading different things, and I've been hearing about keto for seizures, but he's so tiny. He's a little guy. He's just not a real big guy.
Totally. I mean, look, he's an infant. So questions that I need to ask first are, is he being breastfed?
No, he's not anymore.
Okay. So what is he eating and what is he drinking?
Right.
Okay. So you've got to start with cleaning up their diet first. If he was being breastfed, I want to know, what's mama eating and drinking? Right. Mm-hmm. Keto is extreme. You go there with a baby with seizures when the other stuff doesn't work. I don't mean medications, but I mean, what imbalances this child may have that's wreaking havoc in his nervous system, right? Well, is he getting enough of the nutrients he needs to support a healthy nervous system, right? That's the electrical system in the brain. So what are things involved there, right? Calcium, magnesium balances, right? Amino acids. So what is he eating? If he's not being breastfed at 11 months old, probably whatever he's eating is contributing to nutritional imbalances, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I mean, my guess is it's probably in formula. You know, I know that they had an organic formula, but I think it still had cow's milk in it, but I'm not sure about that.
It has cow's milk, but it's good that it's organic because pesticides and whatnot affect the brain. Right.
So what
would
you suggest they use as a replacement of that? Is there a good brand?
There are none. So I have 2 adopted children, so I couldn't breastfeed them, although I did supplemental nursing and they got the bonding, but I had to feed them something else. I made my own. And, you know, dairy may or may not be a problem, but it's the quality of what they put in, non-fat milk products. So I made my own when they were really little, like the first 6 months. I used a powdered, Thorne had this powdered thing called I don't even think they make it anymore, but it had all kinds of nutrients in it. And then I added flax oil and DHA to it. So this is one thing you want to look at, brain health, DHA, right? Is he getting enough of that?
So was that that wasn't a protein powder that you gave them.
It was. And it was actually a whey protein powder. And the reason I went with that is that it was 100% whey, no casein, because that's what they would be getting if they were, you know, if they were doing mama's milk, they get whey, right? And it also had lactose in it. But again, that's what they would be getting, right? So I was okay with that. And then I added, you know, all the other nutrients. I added the DHA, I added flax oil, I added zinc, I added all the things. I literally sat down with printouts from my nutrition program, what's in breast milk and how do I give them everything that's in breast milk, but in higher percentages over, because this wasn't breast milk. It wasn't going to be absorbed as well. Okay. I have that. I'll give you the link to the doc. There's a booklet that I put together. And finally, people kept asking me and somebody said, would you just make a product? I'll pay you $10 for it. But it's probably on the Unstoppable site. Do you know if it's there? The Unstoppable site where I have a collection of all my eBooks. It's there. I'm sure it's there and you guys can get access to it. And I did that. But then once they were beyond that very infant, they started to eat solid foods, which they were eating veggies and stuff. I started making my own and all those recipes are in there. And I would start with a base of vegetable juice. And then I would add blended up almonds or other nuts and sunflower seeds. And again, it was very carefully thought out. And the DHA and all that kind of stuff. And I would make them a formula. And they did that. My younger son did that till he was 6 and a half. he loved the cuddle part. And so once we stopped the nursing part, he still would sit in my lap with his sippy cup and cuddle me, twirl my hair and be drinking this. He did it till he was 6 and a half. And the only reason, and then I put broccoli and I put all kinds of other, you know, as they got older, I put more in it. And it wasn't until he was about 6 and a half that his brother, who was 10, said, do you know what mommy puts in your milk? He goes, it's milk. I don't know what mommy puts in my milk, right? It's nut milk or whatever. He said, she puts broccoli and she puts this and she puts that in your milk. He stopped drinking it. But I figure he had 6.5 years of this amazing nutrition, right? So it was okay. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Lynn, for posting that. I'll go look.
Did you find it? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
So there, I put both the link just so for the ebook, so you can see all the ebooks as well as the PDF for the app.
Okay, cool. And if you want to share that with anybody, don't share the direct link to the PDF. Let them pay the $5 or $10 on my site. And if you just go to my site, drreadymarie.com, and click on books, it's on there and they can pay for it.
Well, she would have had access to this.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why I told you to give it to her. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, if she wanted to share it with someone, share it with your daughter. Is it your daughter or your son?
My son and daughter-in-law.
Yeah. So share it with your son for sure. But I'm saying, if like anybody else says, oh, and you're chatting with somebody and you're wanting an infant formula recipe, go there and it's there. It's all there.
Great. Thank you so much. You wouldn't outside of what you've shared, you wouldn't modify his diet.
Oh, I would. I want to know what he's eating.
Well, yeah, I don't mean that. I'm talking about like towards the keto.
Well, here's the thing, right? Keto is keto. My keto is a lot different than anybody else's keto. Right. I want that kid on lots of fruits and veggies, right? Yeah. If they decide that he does better with lower glycemic fruits, fine. But that's not where I would start. If he's eating the way an average person feeds their 11-month-old, he's getting sugar. He's getting dairy. He's getting wheat. We get rid of all of those things. Do you have to go to an extreme of getting rid of all the grains? You know, if they're making them organic quinoa with vegetables and sea vegetables, great. But I would get off of the top 6 allergens for sure, right? Gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, and peanuts. You know, maybe they have them on a soy formula. Turned out my younger son, we switched him to a formula at one point. And it was my first one and I didn't have him on. My second one never had formula except right before we got him, for 3 weeks before we got him. But my older son, I'm like, I've never done this before and how am I going to do this? And I was using the supplemental nursing system and I didn't think. So I actually did for a couple of months, I did a formula and one was Good Start, which was dairy, but it was whey and lactose versus corn syrup solids and casein and whey. And then I tried a soy formula with him at the very beginning when he first got him. Oh my God, this kid just had a horrible reaction to soy. Anytime he had soy ever after that, he would have projectile vomiting, like The Exorcist, right? To this day, he said he can occasionally have a little bit of soy if it's, you know, part of something that he's ordering out, but he doesn't eat it. And he doesn't have that same crazy reaction. So, yeah, I would look at everything that they're feeding him. And are they open to letting you look at everything they're feeding him? Because if they're feeding him like most parents feed their 11-month-olds, it's garbage. Whoops, unmute.
I'm gluten and dairy sensitive. So, you know, I suspected that anyway. You know, he's actually he eats vegetables and he seems to like them.
Great.
But... you know,
yeah, I would minimally get them off gluten, dairy, and sugar. Gluten, dairy, and sugar. You don't have to go to an extreme of kid. That's an extreme thing. And if the kid is having intractable seizures and they're putting them on, yeah, you know. But you only do that with supervision, with somebody who knows what they're doing and has worked with kids with seizures with keto. You don't play with that.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is important with what Jill is talking about is he had a fever. And so then they gave him Tylenol. And, you know, I think that's really important as part of the whole dialogue to understand this is what started it.
After he had a fever and gave him Tylenol that this all started.
Well, he had a mild fever the day before, and I don't know if they gave him Tylenol that day, but then, or, you know, that day before, but then the day of, he had the seizure. And I have no clue why they gave him Tylenol after the seizure, unless the
The doctor may have said, hey, he had a seizure, means his temperature was too high, therefore we want to bring it down, right? Yeah, but you're saying he had the seizure before or after the...
He wasn't having a fever at the time of the seizure, but then the paramedics came, and I'm kind of guessing that they told him to give him Tylenol.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. So he hadn't had Tylenol before the first seizure.
Only if they gave it the day before, which I'm not 100% sure if they did.
Well, that's a good thing to know, because you want to know all the precipitating factors whenever you're doing a history with something or someone. And I recognize with family, it's so hard because they think you're meddling. But whenever you're doing a history, you want to get the chronological timeline. Okay, what happened the day before? Where were you the day before? What was he exposed to? What kind of medications? What kind of allergens? Did you just go visit somebody who had a dog and it was the first time this kid ever had was exposed to a dog before? You really want to be investigating every little thing, because sometimes it's just these little bitty things that throw somebody into that state of imbalance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yeah.
Susan.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Immune response. I was doing a Google search and I couldn't come up with a definitive answer on the difference and when to use beta-glucans versus arabinogalactans, because both of them apparently, you know, definitely build up the immune system. And then I've also read somewhere about the possibility of the beta-glucans assisting with this virus that's running around or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many theories about this virus thing. But
anyway, the point being is, all of a sudden, I'm like, I can't quite figure out the difference between the two, when you would use one versus the other, because they both kind of look like they do the same things.
Yeah, I don't know that they do the same things, but I know arabinogalactans will definitely provide fuel for the enteric cells to help them to support the bifidobacter. Right. So
it's a probiotic, or it does something.
It's almost like a prebiotic. It's not quite exactly a prebiotic, but it helps. It actually fuels the cells, the enteric lining cells, right? Okay. And it helps them to make more short chain fatty acids, which then feed the bifidobacter. Beta glucans, it has more of an effect on the immune system. I haven't seen anything in terms of its ability to handle viral loads. I don't use it all that much. I've used it for people with problems with estrogen imbalances, because it will bind and pull out the negative estrogens. So that's one thing that I've used it for. Anything else? I mean, so I don't like usually say, oh, which one of these should I use? I mean, I do arabinogalactans, especially if I've done a stool test. And in the stool test, it's showing that they're low bifido. Beta-glucan sugars found in the cell walls of bacteria, yeast, and plants.
That's kind of what brought my attention, as I went back to the CMDS module and I noticed that you seem to lean towards the arabinogalactans, and then something else I read was beta-glucans. I'm like, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's more, the beta-glucans are more used as antimicrobial.
Oh.
Let me see, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, AIDS. Boost the immune system, and people's defenses have been weakened by chronic fatigue, etc. So they're more of antimicrobial, whereas arabinogalactans aren't really antimicrobial and immune support. Let me just look at arabino. See if I can find a good article there. Let's see. Here's an article. Does large arabinogalactans actually improve? Here's actually a study you might want to look at. Oops. Come on, baby. There we go. There you go. Try that. I'm just glancing through it to see if I see anything in there that's clarifying. Common cold is viral. Well, I mean, this is immune too. So, you know, this is another use of the arabinogalantins. There's some studies that show that it decreased incidence of colds. Yeah, so which one, you know, it's like anything else, right? When you've got multiple herbs or nutrients that do similar things, it's a matter of you try and, you know, you see how the person responds to it. You read the indications for each side by side. So if I was trying to decide, the way I would do it is I would pull up like a Materia Medica type thing on each one and then try to match it as best I could to this person. Right.
Right. And then the other thing I noticed is that one of them, I think it was the beta glucans. Well, one of them was from the larch tree. Now I'm forgetting.
That's arabinogalactans. It's from larch.
And then the beta glucans were from all your mushrooms and yeasts and other things.
Right. So if there's some sensitivities, right, then you have to take that into account. If somebody says, oh, I can't eat mushrooms at all, and you know, then it may be a problem. It may not, but because they're extracts.
Okay.
So part of what I've been reading too, is that, because I also like to look at the part about the warming and cooling. And so some people, like Matthew Wood, says more warming remedies, whereas Stephen Buhner is saying more cooling. But then Matthew Wood was noticing this too. So and I don't know if you know Matthew Wood, he's a longtime herbalist. Anyway, so what he's been doing or recommending as well is, you know, there's different stages, right? So you have prevention, and in the preventive part, you want to do more of the warming beverages. And that's where the elderberry and things like that can be good. And you, like you're talking about with strengthening your mucosal barrier and stuff like that. But then you have a couple of different stages with if you get sick. And so when you get sick, and the first stage is where you have the sore throat, maybe some flu symptoms, things like that, you want to do more warming things.
Yeah.
But then when you get more into that state stage two, and it's starting to go into your chest, you know, again, pay attention to how are you feeling. If it's in your chest, you really want to do, like you've said before, more of those warming things to loosen it up, like mullein and stuff like that.
And also topically putting on the packs. It could be castor oil packs, but also mustard packs.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. But then if you're feeling hot, then you want to add in more of those cooling remedies. With that stage.
You mean like if you're feverish?
Correct. So yeah. So you want to pay attention. So like, again, we're always taught is it's never, you have this, you take that, pay attention to how they're feeling in their body. You know, when my kids would have fevers, I would do all I can to pull the fever out of their trunk. A fever is good, but I wanted it more in their extremities. And so just pay attention to what's going to be doing. So like there were doctors out there saying nobody should be doing elderberry. Well, yes, if you're at this stage where you don't want a cytokine storm, then you don't want to do elderberry. But if you don't have it, you want to prevent it, elderberry is great.
Yeah, a lot of mixed feelings on it. The other thing that's not necessarily for the faint of heart, and, you know, naturopaths will recommend this, but not to all parents, when a kid has a fever, you want to raise the temperature, not lower it. So rather than putting him in a cold bath, but again, if it's on the verge of seizure, you got to be careful, but you want to drive that up. So you put him in a hot bath and you take him out and you wrap him in towels and you just let them sweat it out. Yeah. Right. But that's not for the faint of heart, because parents want to necessarily, they want to bring the fever down, but the fever is actually what's, you know, as long as it doesn't get too high, that's what's actually helping the body to fight things off.
Right. And is their body able to withstand it? So if they're already kind of emaciated and weak and they have a weak pulse, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that.
So yeah, it's never, you have this.
It's never black or white. And that's why I think a lot of people are getting confused right now, because people are giving, you know.
That's what we raise them to be, right?
Yeah. Well, people want easy solutions, right? And it doesn't always happen that way. We don't restore balance with easy.
You sneeze, Susan, we got to test you.
yeah well, there's a lot here. Okay, how are we doing? Any other questions?
Well, that is super interesting about the fevers, because I had some firsthand experience with that with both of my boys. My younger one tended to run up high fevers and I would just let it go till it hit about 105.5 or so, and then I would just watch him. One time it was pushing 106 and I stuck him in an ice cold bath, and he remembers that to this day.
It wasn't fun.
I think it was like in kindergarten, but I tell you what, that kid was 100% fine the next day. And then my older son, if it got up to about 103.5, for him, that was super high. It was different. And so, you know, for him, I would never let it get up that high, because he was already, it's just his body handled it differently.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. But, it's interesting how they do it and how it affects them. My kids both had chicken pox because I sent them to go play with the kid next door who had chicken pox, and he'd already been vaccinated. Mine weren't. I'm like, get the chicken pox. They got it, but both fortunately at the same time. But Eric, the younger one, Kevin, didn't have the same reaction, but his fever, it wasn't that high a fever. It was like 103, maybe 104. But he was pretty much like having these dreams, these vivid dreams that were, he'd be waking up in the middle of the night, "Mommy, make them stop. What do you mean? My stuffed animals are having a war in the room. Make them stop fighting. Right. And he would be like, just raging like that. No, I watched him, I stayed with him, but I never gave my kids Tylenol, aspirin, or anything ever, with the exception of one time when Eric was 4 or 5 and he woke up with torticollis, like his neck, he couldn't move it. And I'm a chiropractor, I know how to fix that in one shot, but he was too uncomfortable for me to let, and I'd get in there and I'd massage the muscles, and we tried all kinds of herbs and things and antispasmodics and stuff. He wasn't getting better. And finally, like, he was in so much pain, and I said, okay, what do I give him? So I got a Motrin. We didn't have this in the house. We got Motrin. I'm trying to figure out what to give him. And he's like, no, I'm not taking drugs. No, I'm not taking drugs. But the kid was, I mean, he was really miserable. So I said, look, I'm going to give you one dose, and then it's going to calm everything down. I'm going to adjust you, and then you're going to be fine. And he finally took it. And within a half an hour, he goes, oh, my neck is good. And I went, broke. And that was it, right? I could get him relaxed enough to do it. And that's the only time I ever gave any of my kids a drug, ever, right? So, you know, they had Chinese herbs, they had homeopathics, they had herbs, but they never had any medications, because, well, first of all, they didn't get sick. I mean, they didn't get sick very much. And typically it would be, oh, mom, I feel like I'm getting a cold. I'm going to go to bed. Where's the vitamin C? Bonk. And the next morning he was fine, you know, and they'd go to school. So that was the extent of it. But we have to pay attention, because that's the variation between physiologies is very, very real. Very real. Yeah.
I have some questions about saunas.
Yeah.
And it kind of relates to that. I'm hearing a lot of conflicting information and I'm trying to sort it out. Like the half sauna from Shine, which I finally got a month ago.
It took that long?
It did, yeah. But supposedly that one, it looks like it's far infrared, except for the bulb under the seat looks like it's a near infrared. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting lots of conflicting information about near infrared especially. Some say it's really good for you and it helps your intestines, the abdomen, all that. Some are saying it causes skin damage and ages you and it's bad. I'm also getting conflicting information on whether to sweat or not. Bonnie, who sells the PI sauna, says it's better not to sweat and to not get so hot, and that's the advantage to that sauna, because your head and your heart are out and you don't have to run it so hot. But, you know, Ben Lynch and others say you have to sweat and that's how you get the toxins out.
And some say you have to be naked and someday you can have clothes on.
Right. And then the other thing about the PI sauna is Bonnie says that you stay in parasympathetic when you're in that sauna. And Ben Lynch, of course, is saying you need to go into the sympathetic to do all of the sweating and the detox and all of that. And It's confusing, right?
Right.
And what, another thing that Bonnie says is, you know, if you're not feeling well, you can go into the half sauna and that helps produce a fever. It simulates a fever in your body and can help your body fight things off.
Yeah.
And then others will say, well, you don't want to go into a sauna when you're not feeling well, because, you know, and we're talking probably the other kind of sauna, the full body one.
The full body, right? Yeah. So that's just I wish I had it. So I'll tell you my interpret. I have one of the half saunas. I have another one that has the head. I don't have one that I go into. I haven't done like all the extensive, I've looked at articles. I haven't done all this extensive research, but I also think it depends. So they're saying like heat, right now with all this corona, if you've gone outside, you might've been exposed to somebody, get hot, drink some hot liquid, get in the sauna to just try to kill whatever exposure, even if it's on your skin or on your clothes or whatever, to kill that off. As far as the parasympathetic, I don't know that I verified that. It makes sense that if your body temperature goes too high, you're going to go into sympathetic. Do you need that? Probably sometimes. I mean, I go running and I'm sweating, right? It's good for me. So I'm into balance. So I sit in that. If I'm going to sit into the sauna that, you know, the half sauna, and I'm going to just like, it's cold outside and I don't like it and I just want to keep warm, I'll go in there and sit for hours on end, literally at 120. But if I want to just a brief get in and get out, or I just want to warm myself up, I go in there and I put it up. I put it at 120 and then I might turn it up real high for a little while and then I turn it back down. So I think it's a matter of a lot of things. It's variation, right? No one person is right. All of that might be true. Sympathetic, we need to get in there, get the sweating and get the toxicity going. Parasympathetic, because we're all freaking stressed out all the time, right? Let us get us into parasympathetic. Exposing, you can't be in one of those covered saunas for more than, I personally am uncomfortable after 10 or 15 minutes. There's no way I'm going to stay in there. I just feel awful. You know, not that I feel awful. I just like, I'm done. You know, I want to get out. So it gives you the ability to do both. If you get in the half sauna, and you really want to cover your whole body, you slouch down in it and you just have your head sticking up, right? And you can set it whatever temperature you want. So I don't know what the right answer is. And my gut feel is that there is no right answer, that it's circumstantial. Mm-hmm. That you pick whatever the situation is for you right now and you go with it. I don't know about damage. I've never read anything about damage from near infrared, so that I'd be curious. But I personally wear clothes. At least I'll be wearing a pair of shorts when I go into the sauna. And so that near infrared that's in, you know, under the crotch area, it's not touching my skin. So I'm not concerned about that. On the other hand, I have seen reports where that heat, that near infrared heat going up that way really does help with fibroids and in endometriosis and that sort of thing. What's the truth? I don't know what the truth is.
Yeah, it's hard to figure that all out.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know that there is a figuring out. I think there's like, it's good at high temperatures for this, it's good at low temperatures for that, long periods, short periods, depends on what you need. If you are a stressed out person and you can get in there. And I know some people who have them, and they get in there, and you get in there, and like you sit for 20 minutes at this 120, and you're mellowed out, right? That's got to be good for you, right?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Late at night, getting in the half sauna. She says not to heat it up, just get in and sit with it as it's heating up. And yeah, I've been staying an hour when I can do it, and I'm about going to sleep in it. And
yeah. And you're very uncomfortable with high temperatures. So you wouldn't, like, for whatever reason, your body's saying no, but you may just have that heat. You know, that's your temperament, right? So I just think we need to just play it by ear and figure it out and do what feels best for us. If you feel great when you go in there and sit there for an hour at 120, do it. If you feel like crap when you go in there and you have it set to 140 and you're sweating, don't do it.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hi, Allie. She's frozen. She's frozen.
She looks frozen.
Yeah, she's frozen. Hi, Mihaela. I saw you come in. There she is. She's moving now. So how are you holding up? And you're probably doing a lot of NHS work and fill-ins and all, or no?
I'm on 14 days isolation now because Daniel's got a temperature of, I don't know how to translate, but his temperature went up to 38.4, and anything that's above 37.8 centigrade is COVID until proven otherwise. Just for the isolation purposes, and the whole family has to isolate for 14 days. And I've got a sore throat and I'm feeling feverish, but my temperature is only 36.4, which must be because of my thyroid, I guess.
Maybe. Well, you're drinking your elixirs and your vitamins and it doesn't look very appealing, right?
Thank you.
Those liposomals are not the best tasting, but they taste pretty good if you put essential oils in them. So,
this is very nice.
Is it
ginger? It's a ginger.
Oh, ginger. Yeah. I've been doing the ginger and the ginger, garlic, and turmeric blended up with the apple cider vinegar and lemon juice, and then adding my liposomals, and it's tolerable. I think it actually isn't bad. Scott thought otherwise, but he still lets me make it for him every day. So,
that's good. So that's what you're keeping it at bay with.
Yeah. And then I do the A and D and whatever else. And yeah. And what are you drinking there?
So this is a non-alcoholic ginger concentrate. Very nice.
Okay, good. I love the ginger. And garlic. It's one way that blending like that helps me to eat a lot of the garlic. I always say, like, everything I've read says 6 cloves of raw garlic. It's like, you try to get 6 cloves of raw garlic in you. But when you blend it like that and then you blend some into guacamole, it works. So,
yeah. You have a smoothie that's in your Fasting with Food book. It's the very first one. And you put garlic. And onion.
I know, and a lot of people, I'm going to have to modify the instructions for that, because a lot of people said, oh my God, all that raw garlic really bothered my stomach. So
yeah. I had no problem. My whole family had some. We had no problem.
It's a good immune support. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. If there's no more, I'm going to go take a short break before our 5 o'clock call for Practice Accelerator, and then go be able to grab
right. That's what I thought. So Az starts in half an hour. Okay.
Yeah. And I know it was confusing because the last week when I rescheduled, and then it was rescheduled for tomorrow, and we have one today. It's like, wait, 2 days in a row. We don't need that. So we'll straighten it all out.
It's lovely to see everyone.
Good to see you too. Yeah. Well, enjoy the isolation. I'm going on almost 4 weeks of not leaving the house except to go running in my neighborhood. And that's it. So my only exposures are when Scott was going back and forth to the store, he's going on like 10 days of not leaving. I don't know how we're surviving. He bought a lot of food and it's lasting. So it's all those cruciferous, they last. But what was I saying? Oh yeah. So my only exposures was him during that period. And he's already been 11 days of not going out. But I wasn't thinking about packages, right? Somebody posted a video of what you should do to keep yourself safe when you get packages. I'm like, oh, there's a package. And then I'm like, oh, I wonder where this came from. I wonder what. So if I'm exposed, it's from packages, basically, and mail. Yeah. right? Even my son came out. They went camping last week in Arizona, and Scott was freaking out. He's like, look, I'm going to be exposed to less people if I'm in the jungle, in the mountains. Like, and so they had a great time, but they came back, and they brought the camping equipment in, and we're standing in the doorway of the garage, and they're out at the car, and that's how we were having a conversation, because Scott's like, they stopped at gas stations, and they stopped here and there, so he didn't want to go near them. So anyway, it is what it is. But you know, I really want to reinforce what I started at the beginning. We're talking about social distancing, and they really want us to start, drop it. I don't want social distancing. I want physical distancing. But social distancing, we don't want that. We want social, we want to have the camaraderie. We can be together, we can be in each other's energy fields, we can talk to each other, and we can have some really nice social interactions. Physical distancing, great. But I don't like that term. It just it bothers me a lot. Social isolation, it sounds like. No, I don't want to be. We've had birthday parties. We've done family gatherings. We do these calls. Let's keep that up. And I'm, as I started at the beginning, open up and do more of that stuff with your tribe. You're in physical isolation. Great. Just be connecting with your tribe on Facebook Lives. And I've seen you do them, and just be giving. And just, you know, if you want to do a Zoom call with people, do a Zoom call and say, hey, look, you know, Facebook Live is great, but it's a one-way street. I can see your comments and you can see me. Why don't we hop on Zoom? Here's my number. I can take as many as whatever number your Zoom allows. I can go for 40 minutes if you only have a free one. And just get together with people and create the connection, because people need it and they crave it. Okay? Okay, guys, have a great one. We'll see you later. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye.